啊，今天的题目是复活的生命。
The topic today is called a resurrected life.
我们要来看一段经文，记载在罗马书第六章第一到第十四节。
The scripture is recorded in Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 14.
啊，我用中文来看，你们看英文的跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
啊，这是保罗所说的。
This is what Paul said.
第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以乃在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死热的人，岂可乃在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪而死，只有一次；他活着向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私意，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，比将肢体作义的器具献给神，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。那么罗马书第四章跟第五章谈到人因着相信耶稣得救的真理。
Romans chapter 4 and 5 talk about the truth of being saved by grace.
我们一个人得到拯救是因为信。
A person is saved is because of his faith.
因着他相信他在神的面前成为一个义人。
And because of his faith, he became a righteous man before God.
或者说成为一个得救的人。
Or you can say he is a saved man.
那么因此他不必面对那大白座宝座前的审判。
And therefore, he did not have to face the judgment before the great white throne.
能够出死入生。
He can, he's out of death and into life.
得到这个永生的生命。
And he can receive eternal life.
那么借着主耶稣在十字架上的死。
And, because of Jesus' death on the cross.
那么人的罪得到赦免。
Men's sin are forgiven.
罗马书说明神在十字架所成就的完全是出于他的恩典。
And in the book of Romans, it said, it tells us that all this is accomplished because of God's love.
那么神的恩典在人的过犯当中被显明出来。
And God's grace was shown forth through, the forgiveness of our sin.
我们在罗马书第五章第二十节，保罗这么说。
And so in Romans chapter 5 verse 20 it says,
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在那里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The law came in so that the transgression would increase, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more.
那么因着神的恩典，神不再计较我们的过犯。
And because of God's grace, he did not look upon our sin anymore.
因为我们的罪都归在耶稣的身上。
Because all of our sin has gone on to Jesus.
那么神不计较我们的过犯，是否我们仍然还可以活在罪中吗？
So since God doesn't mind our sin anymore, does it mean that we can continue to live in sin?
那么既然神把这个救恩白白的赐给我们，
since God has given us salvation freely,
我们是否可以做我们所喜欢做的事情？
Can we just go and do whatever we want and please?
满足我们的情欲，
to satisfy our lust,
放纵我们肉体的私欲呢？
And to just go crazy, on our own desire?
那么有些人以为自己信了耶稣。
Some people thought that since I believe in Jesus,
已经受过洗。
I've already been baptized.
生命不需要任何的改变。
I don't need to change my life.
然后反正这个天堂的护照已经拿到了。
And anyway, I've already gotten the passport into heaven.
还好保罗写罗马书的时候没有停留在第五章。
Thank God, Paul did not stop on chapter 5 of the book of Romans.
那么他继续的说下去。
He continued to say.
然后保罗在第四章跟第五章谈到这个因信称义这个真理。
And Paul talked about the truth of justification in chapter 4 and 5.
那么他在第六章到第八章谈到这个成圣过程的真理。
And then in chapter 6 through chapter 8, he talked about sanctification.
保罗说一个人信了耶稣必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
Paul said a person who has believed in Jesus must live a holy life.
而且以这个罪脱离这个关系。
And separate your relationship with sin.
那么在这个成圣的过程当中，神洁净一个基督徒的生命。
And in the process of sanctification, GodClean a believer's life.
然后使到他更像耶稣基督的样式。
Help him to get more and more like God, like Jesus.
然后罗马书第六章谈到一个基督徒怎么样向这个罪而死，向神而活，而且把自己的身体献上给神。
And in chapter 6, Paul talked about how a Christian would be dead to sin, be alive in God,And to give himself as a living sacrifice.
罗马书第七章谈到一个人在罪中的挣扎。
And in chapter 7, it talked about a person who's struggling in sin.
然后第八章谈到一个基督徒可以借助圣灵的帮助来过一个圣洁的生活。
And in chapter 8, it talked about how a believer can live a victorious life with the help of the Holy Spirit.
那么基督徒的生命是一个复活的生命。
A Christian life is a resurrected life.
一个复活的生命，第一就是应当要向罪而死。
A resurrected life, first of all, have to be dead to sin.
换句话说，一个人信了耶稣，应当向罪而死。
In another words, when a person believes in Christ, he needs to be dead to sin.
所以在罗马书第六章第一、第二节，保罗这么说。
So in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, Paul said,
这样怎么说呢？我们可以乃在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可乃在罪中活着呢？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who die to sin still live in it?
那保罗说，既然我们已经在罪中已经死了，
So Paul said, since we're already dead to sin,
怎么还可以活在这个罪恶当中呢？
How can we still live in it?
所以他说，断乎不可。
And that's why he said, may it never be.
所以断乎不可这句话是一个很强烈的一个反应。
May it never be is a very strong reaction.
保罗讲这句话是有他的原因的。
Paul said it that way with his reason.
原因就是在第三节到第四节。
And the reason is in verse 3 and 4.
他一个人信主受洗的道理来讲解这个成圣的真理。
So he used a person who is baptized to explain the process of sanctification.
那么第三、第四节，这里说，岂不知我们是受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗
？Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death？
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以当时一个人信了耶稣之后必然会受洗。
So when a person believes in Christ, he will be baptized.
表示他愿意跟随耶稣成为他的救主。
To show that he is willing to follow Jesus as his living Savior.
那么受洗是一个外表的象征。
Baptism is an outward expression.
但是也是一种内心的一种经历。
But it is also an inward experience.
信主受洗象征一个人归入耶稣的死。
A person who believes in Christ receives baptism represents that he believes in the death.
与他一同埋葬。
Be buried with Christ.
然后从死里复活过来。
And then he resurrected from the dead.
成一个有新生命的人。
And become a person with a new life.
然后旧的都过去了，一切都是新的了。
The old has gone and here comes the new.
所以一个信的耶稣的人必须要向罪而死。
So a believer in Christ must be dead in sin.
不再受到这个罪的辖制。
Will not be controlled by sin anymore.
我们在路加福音第十五章记载了主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15 recorded a parable told by Jesus.
然后在比喻里面小儿子吩咐他的要求他的父亲把家产分给他。
In the parable, the younger son, wanted his part of the inheritance.
然后离家到一个遥远的一个地方去。
And so he left home and went to a faraway place.
做自己所喜欢做的事情。
And he did whatever he wants to do.
然后这个儿子在外头花天酒地。
So this younger son squandered in this faraway place.
浪费这个资财。
And he wasted all his resources.
父亲跟家根本不在他的心里面。
Father and his family was no longer in his heart.
这个小儿子只是看到眼前的享乐。
This younger son only see the enjoyment of life near him in front of him.
他所看到的就是现在。
All he can see is the now.
他没有为将来来打算。
He did not think about the future.
他心里面想，如果离开家里多么好。
And he keeps thinking, oh, it would be so good to leave home.
多么自由自在。
He will be so free.
可以做自己所喜欢做的事情。
And he can do whatever he wants.
其实这个是青少年所想象的。
And this is actually how the young people think.
所以这小儿子生长在一个美好的家庭里面。
This young son grew up in a nice family.
但是他不能够忍受父亲在生活上的原则，还有那些道德的标准。
But he cannot stand the father's principle and moral standards.
他不想过一个有纪律的生活。
He cannot live a disciplined life.
他想要做自己所喜欢做的事情。
He wants to do what pleases him.
他要的就是自由。
What he wants is freedom.
因此他离开这个家。
So he left home.
在外头过着一个放荡的生活。
And so he lived a free life.
因着这个缘故，这个小儿子遇到不少的困难。
And because of that, he faced many difficulties.
他的钱也花完了，并且遇到当地的饥荒。
He has no more money, and at that time there were famine in the land.
连吃都不够。必须要吃猪所吃的。
There's not enough to eat to the point where he had to eat what was being fed to the pigs.
所以这个儿子反叛的生活，圣经告诉我们他来到一个尽头。
So his rebellious life has come to an end point.
他没路可走，突然间他醒悟过来。
There is no further road for him to go, and so all of a sudden he realized.
他开始想到家跟自己的父亲。
He began to think about his home and his father.
所以在路加福音第十五章二十节说，于是起来往他父亲那里去。
And so in Luke 15, chapter 20, he says, So he got up and came to his father.
然后根据21节说，儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
So in verse 21 it continues, And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
所以这个儿子知道自己错了。
So the son realized he was wrong.
因此他来到父亲的面前认罪悔改。
And so he came before the father, he repented.
那么一个信了耶稣的人必须要认罪悔改。
So a person who believes in Christ must confess the sin and repent.
啊，向罪而死，啊，并且以罪脱离这个关系。
Be dead to sin and also sever the relationship with sin.
所以保罗在第六节、第七节这么说。
So Paul continued in verses 6 and 7.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin.
所以在第七节里面，保罗以这个罪跟一个死去的人的关系来讲解这个向罪而死的真理。
So in verse 7, Paul explained, be dead to sin is like a dead person.
啊，一个死去的人，他已经脱离了这个罪的辖制。
The dead has already been freed from the bondage of sin.
啊，不再受到这个罪的影响。
He will no longer be influenced by sin.
也不会成为罪的奴仆。
And he will not be the slave of sin.
所以保罗说，一个信耶稣得救的人，以这个罪已经脱离了这个关系。
So Paul said a believer of Jesus Christ has already separated his relationship with sin.
然后他应当好像一个死去的人，与这个罪完全无关。
And he should be like a dead person to sin, no longer have anything to do with sin.
那么复活的生命，第二点就是向神而活。
The second point about a resurrected life is that you'll be alive to God.
然后一个信了耶稣的人必须要第二点就是要向神而活。
So a believer in Christ must be alive to God.
所以当还活在这个世界上的时候。
So while you're still alive on earth.
我们与罪的关系应当好像一个死去的一个人一样。
Our relationship with sin is just like the dead.To sin.
与他完全无关。
There will no longer be any relationship.
我们对于罪来说，我们是一个死去的人。
To sin, we are dead.
但是我们在主耶稣里，我们是一个从死里复活过来的人。
But in Jesus, we are one who has been resurrected from the dead.
然后因此我们必须要向罪而死，向神而活。
So we must be dead to sin, but be alive to God.
一个信了耶稣得救的人好像一个死去的人一样。
So a believer of Jesus must be like a dead person.
啊，但是又是一个从死里复活过来的人。
But yet he is a resurrected person.
那么旧的都过去了，一切都是新的了。
The old has passed, the rest are new.
那么所谓的新不是将来的新，而且也是现在的新。
So the new is not in the future, it is in present.
因为新生命或者这个永生的生命是从一个人信耶稣的时候开始的。
A new life or the eternal life begins when a person believes in Jesus.
一个信耶稣的人，得救的人，神赐给他这个永生的生命。
A believer of Jesus, God grant him an eternal life.
那么所谓这个永生的生命是一个复活的生命。
This eternal life is a resurrected life.
然后复活的生命在一个人信耶稣的时候就开始了。
The resurrected life begins when a person believes in Jesus.
所以保罗在第九节说。
So Paul said in verse 9.
因为知道基督既从死里复活就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
所以死亡对一个信耶稣得救的人不是一个问题了。
So death to a believer is no longer a problem.
因为他活着的生命是一个复活的生命。
Because his life is a resurrected life.
那么虽然这个身体有一天会死。
Even though physically, the body will die.
但有一天将会从死里复活过来。
But one day it will resurrect.
那么主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus, was crucified on the cross.
埋葬，圣经告诉我们三天后他从死里复活过来。
He was buried, and then the Bible tells us 3 days later, he rise up from the dead.
所以罗马书第六章第十节保罗说他死是向罪而死只有一次他活是向神而活着。
So in verse 10, it says, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
所以主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
So Jesus died for our sins.
但他活过来是为神而活。
But when he lives for God.
所以耶稣给我们留下一个很美好的榜样。
So Jesus left us a good example.
所以在十一节保罗继续说
So in verse 11 Paul continues
啊，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的
Even so consider yourselves to be dead to sin but alive to God in Christ Jesus
啊，请注意这句经文的一句就是当看
So focus on this word, so consider yourselves.
那么英文的圣经把它翻译成 count 或者 reckon.
So in English translation, some translated it as count or reckon.
然后这个字，这个词句在罗马书出现了19次。
So it, in the book of Romans, it appeared 19 times.
它的意思或者可以说是 take into account.
So it means to take into account.
换句话说，相信神所说的，而且把神所说的应用在自己的生命里面。
In another words, believe in what God said and lived it out in your life.
啊，这个生命不是自己的生命，而是基督耶稣的生命。
This life is no longer your own, but it is Christ's life.
啊，就好像保罗在加拉太书第二章第二十节所说。
So Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着了，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ.And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life in which I now live in the flesh.
并且我如今在肉体活着的是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
所以基督徒的生命不是自己的生命。
So a Christian's life is no longer his own.
而是基督活在我里面的生命。
And it is the life in which Christ lives in.
我们不是为自己而活。
We don't live for ourselves.
而是向神而活。
But we live in God.
所以保罗在腓立比书第一章第二十一节到二十四节这么说。
So Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 to 24.
因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
但我肉身活着若成就我功夫的果子我就不知道该挑选什么。
But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose.
我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧的。
But I am hard pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, so for that is very much better.Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake.
所以保罗活在世上的目的就是为了基督。
And so the purpose of Paul to remain alive is to live for Christ.
如果有的选择，他宁愿与主同在。
But if he can choose, he would rather be with Christ.
因为这个是好的无比的。
Because that is much better.
但是保罗选择留在地上，因为福音的缘故。
But Paul chose to stay on earth. It is because of the gospel.
那神把我们从罪恶中拯救出来是有他的原因的。
God saved us out of sin for a purpose.
神要我们留在地上为他而活。
He wants us to stay on earth and to live for him.
为他做见证。
To witness for him.
行他的旨意。
And to live by his will.
复活的生命第三点。
The third thing about a resurrected life.
就是献上给神。
And it is to present to God.
一个信了耶稣的人，第一不只要向罪而死。
So for a believer in Jesus, first of all, not only is he to die to sin.
第二要向神而活。
Secondly, to live to God.
然后第三要把自己献上给神。
And thirdly, it is to present yourself to God.
所以在十二节第到十三节保罗这么说。
So in verse 12 and 13, Paul continues.
他说所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私意，也不要将你们肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里过活的人，将自己献给神，必将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
所以这段经文所强调的就是把我们自己和我们的身体献给神。
So what this stress is, we need to offer our body to God.
不要让这个罪在我们的身上作王。
Do not allow sin to reign over us.
成为这个罪的器具。
To become an instrument of sin.
来顺从这个肉体的私意。
And to obey the lust of the body.
因为在保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节这么说。
Because Paul said in Romans chapter 12 verse 1,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptance to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以保罗说我们应当把我们的自己的身体献上给神。
Paul said we ought to present our body to God.
当作一个活祭一样。
As a living sacrifice.
因为如此做保罗说是圣洁的并且是神所喜悦的。
Because in so doing, it is acceptable to God, and it is also a spiritual service of worship.
那么神拣选了我们成为他的子民。
God has chosen us to be his people.
目的就是要我们在这个世界上过一个圣洁的生活。
And the purpose is for us to live a holy life here on earth.
所以彼得前书二章九节彼得也这么说。
So Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
那么神要我们过一个圣洁的生活，目的就是要我们宣扬他的美德。
God wants us to live a holy life in order that we can proclaim his virtues.
如果要过一个圣洁的生活，
But if we're going to live a holy life,
我们必须要向罪而死。
We must be dead to sin.
向神而活。
to live to God.
并且把我们的身体把我们自己献上给神。
And to present our body to God.
每一个人都有身体，有自己的身体。
Everybody has his own body.
这个活着的身体是有灵魂的。
And this living body has a spirit.
因为是一个活着的身体。
Because this is a living body.
因此有情绪。
Therefore, it has emotions.
有思想。
It has thinking.
有这个事意，还有这个情意。
It has its desire.
那么这个活着的身体可以作为被神作为一个义的器具。
So this living body can become a vessel for God.
也可以被魔鬼用来作为罪的器具。
But it can also be used by devil to be the vessel for lust.
那么一个信了耶稣得救的人
，A believer in Christ.
他的身体是属于神的。
His body belongs to God.
不是属于这个魔鬼的。
His body does not belong to the devil.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第六章第十九节、二十节这么说。
So Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
我们在旧约时代，祭司把这个宰杀了的动物放在这个祭坛上献上给神。
In the Old Testament time, the priest would kill the animal and put it on the altar to be given to God.
但是来到新约的时候，神要求我们把我们的身体献上给他。
But in the New Testament, God is asking us to give our body as a sacrifice to Him.
就是活生生的把我们身体献上给他。
And it is a living sacrifice.
那所谓当为活祭，就是献上自己的身体献上给神使用。
And as a living sacrifice, it means that we offer our living body to God so that God can use them.
作为一个义的器具。
To become a vessel for righteousness.
当我们把我们的身体当作一个器具献给神的时候，神就得到这个荣耀。
And as we offer our body as a living sacrifice to God, then God receives the glory.
我们在旧约圣经里面有两个人物。
There are two persons in the Old Testament.
一个是约瑟，一个是大卫。
One is Joseph and the other one is David.
然后这两个人面对类似的试探。
These two men face a similar temptation.
约瑟被他的主人的妻子引诱。
Joseph was tempted by his master's mistress.
要约瑟与他同房。
And she wanted Joseph to lay down with him. With her.
那么约瑟拒绝并且逃走了。
Yet Joseph resisted and he ran out.
圣经告诉我们他连那个外袍都不要。
And the Bible told us that he left his coat.
那么大卫受试探的时候是一件偶然的事情。
And David was tempted and it was accidental.
那么有一天他在王宫的平台散步的时候。
And one day he was walking around on the top of his palace.
然后他看到一个女人在洗澡。
He saw a woman bathing.
大卫没有立刻逃离现场。
David did not run away from the situation.
那么他定睛地看，直到他后来犯罪了。
He stared at her and later he committed sin.
他不止犯了这个奸淫的罪，他后来还犯了这个杀人的罪。
Not only did he commit adultery, and yet later he committed murder.
所以约瑟把他的身体当为是一个义的器皿。
So Joseph used his body as a vessel of righteousness.
不让这个罪在他身上作王。
He did not allow sin to reign in him.
但是大卫却让这个罪成为他身体的王。
And yet David allowed sin to reign in him.
来满足这个肉体的私欲
to satisfy his lust.
所以在罗马书第十二章第一节到第二节，保罗这么说。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2, Paul said,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察念何为神的善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们在约翰一书第二章第十五到十六节，使徒约翰同样的这么说。
And in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 16, the disciple John said,
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world, nor the things in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and theBoastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
让我们回顾保罗所说的。
Let us remember what Paul said.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以乃在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可乃在罪中活着呢？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
保罗说，一个信耶稣的人怎么样还可以活在这个罪恶当中呢？
Paul said, a believer of Jesus Christ, how can he still live in sin?
所以他讲了这句很强烈的一个词句，断乎不可。
So he said, may it never be.
一个相信耶稣的人应当向罪而死。
A believer in Christ should be dead to sin.
向神而活。
But yet live to God.
并且把自己的身体献上给神。
And to present his body to Christ.
信了耶稣的人必须要过一个圣洁的生命。
A believer of Christ must live a holy life.
与这个罪脱离这个关系。
And be separated from sin.
因为他的罪已经与基督一起埋葬了。
Because his sin has already been buried with Jesus.
旧的已经过去了，一切都是新的。
The old has passed, and all the rest are new.
那么因此我们不要让这个罪在我们的身上作王。
So do not let sin reign in your body.
来顺从我们肉体的私欲。
To follow the lust of our body.
而成为这个罪的器皿。
To become vessel of sin.
我们应当以基督耶稣来作王。
We must let Christ reign in our body.
把我们身体献上给神，成为一个义的器皿。
Offer our body to Christ and become a vessel of the righteousness.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前来思想保罗所说的。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on what Paul said.
我们说我们已经信了耶稣。
We said we have already believed in Jesus.
但是让我们审查我们的生命。
Please help us examine our lives.
我们是否仍然活在这个罪恶当中呢？
Do we still live in sin?
我们求神光照我们的心。
God, please enlighten our hearts.
我们借着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们看到我们的罪恶。
Help us see our sin.
并且愿意在神的面前向罪而死。
And be willing to be dead to sin.
向神而活。
Be alive to God.
并且把我们的身体献上给他使用。
And offer and present our body to him to be used.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们在每一天生活里面愿意忠心的来跟随你。
May we follow you faithfully every day.
让我们坚持我们的心与这个罪脱离关系。
Please give us strength to remain separated from sin.
让我们活出一个复活的生命。
To live a resurrected life.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.